Ketchikan's 7-member marijuana advisory committee is made up of elected officials from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School Board and cities of Ketchikan and Saxman. Some of them are unfamiliar with marijuana, so committee member Bob Sievertson asked Ketchikan Police Chief Alan Bengard to bring a sample.
I had exactly 1 ounce, so that is legal for possession.
And that's all leafy material, or?
That's all bud material right there. It's the usable part.
Sievertson, who is a Ketchikan City Council member, and Assemblymember Glenn Thompson were elected co-chairs of the committee, and it was decided that the group would meet about every 2 weeks through mid-June. The committee won't make any decisions, but its members will bring back recommendations to their respective elected bodies. Committee members agreed that cohesive regulations for the entire borough would make the most sense. One topic that was discussed was a proposed ban on commercial marijuana operations within the borough. Thompson noted that whether to allow commercial marijuana is one of the top issues for the committee. Sievertson then suggested that a vote on retail pot sales would be useful.
We do have, you know, some options of prohibition, and it talks about different things in the rules and regulations, but you know, I think that should be a community decision rather than just a legislative decision.
Committee member Dave Timmerman, who sits on the school board, said there already was a vote.
My opinion is it's already been voted on, and I don't see why we would vote on it again.
A slim majority of Ketchikan voters favored marijuana legalization in the November election. The initiative calls for regulating marijuana like alcohol, but it includes a provision that allows local governments to opt out of commercial pot operations. State lawmakers are grappling with how to regulate commercial sales on a statewide basis, and the committee members agreed that they shouldn't get too far into local regulations until they have a better idea of what the state is going to do. During public comment at the start of the meeting, Terrence Robbins of the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition expressed concern that legalized pot sales in Ketchikan could mean easier access for young people because youth could simply ask someone 21 or older to purchase it. Committee member Alan Bailey, who's an assembly member, asked Police Chief Bengard whether that was a concern for law enforcement. Bengard says the black market for pot is pretty strong and has been for many years.
It's been readily available my entire career. So with that being said, I'm not sure what the difference is going to be moving forward with this.
Timmerman says kids who want pot can get pot.
I know that since the time I was 12 years old, real easy to go find weed anywhere. And that's all the way from Anchorage to Yakutat to Cake to here to Craig. It's there. Kids can get it if they want it, period.
The committee chose to defer the proposed ban on commercial pot in Ketchikan as they gather more information. During committee member comments at the end of the meeting, Saxman Mayor Sylvia Bainey stressed that she has no preconceptions about how to proceed with local marijuana regulations.
I know that marijuana has been out there for a long time, and there's, I guess, good and bad on everything. So I think that this is going to be a learning curve for everybody, and I believe that we need to keep an open mind as we continue.
Committee member KJ Harris, a Ketchikan City Council member, says he would like to eventually see legal pot sales in the community.
I'd like to be able to sometime in my life purchase a bag of weed, marijuana, cannabis, whatever we call it, in this town from wherever legal source it is, pay the state or the city and the borough a whole bunch of tax money, and not have to buy it from Bob out of his van.
Harris clarified that he was not referring to committee member Bob Sievertson. Thompson noted that the committee has time to review still evolving state regulations and other information as they come up with recommendations for the community. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.